to media members on the line. If you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Coach Trucciani.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough trip for your team to New Hampshire. You come up a little short in that one, 26-10. As you've gone back and looked at that one, just give me your impressions on the game and your team's effort.
Sure. You know, disappointing loss for us up at New Hampshire. You know, anytime you go up there, you know, it's been a tough place to win for teams in our league. But when you turn the ball over, you know, five times, it's tough to win a football game, regardless who and where you're playing. You know, I think our guys came out, we played hard, and we showed a lot of resiliency. You know, three turnovers in the first half and two that go back for touchdowns. You know, you go in at the half and you're down 10 points, and you don't give up a touchdown after that. You know, came out after the half, got a big kickoff return by Shamari Wingard, got the ball in plus territory, and, you know, come away missing a field goal. But get the ball right back, force a three and out, and drive again, and fumble in plus territory. So, you know, but then again, we bounce right back and get an interception. And that's kind of how the second half went, you know. A lot of resiliency, but we just weren't able to close the gap there in that second half.
There's probably been no quarterback in the country that's been better taking care of the ball than Davis. Had that amazing streak that we've talked about of 240 straight passes, and has four on Saturday. Were they doing some things to confuse him, or was it you know, the pressure that the New Hampshire defensive front was able to get on you?
You know, it was a combination of a lot of things, Rob. You know, some of the interceptions, you know, perhaps, you know, we could have made a different decision or driven the ball in instead of putting it up, putting some air underneath it. Some other times, you know, Davis was under duress. They did a great job in the empty scenario where they, you know, they brought some pressure and really sat on the quick game. And Evan Horn made a great play. You know, the other pick six, you know, Davis got hit while he was throwing it, and it ends up in Ole's hands, and he takes it back. So, good mix of both.
How difficult is it from a coaching standpoint? As you said, statistically, you know, the game was fairly even, but how difficult is it to overcome plays like those pick sixes?
It's real hard. But what I was proud of was the resiliency of our guys. We've come off a couple difficult football games, you know, and some good football teams. You know, I mean, we just played the two best defenses in the CAA, and we played Wake Forest the week before. So, you know, we're going through some growing pains up front, but I do think we're getting better. Even though, you know, we don't have the wins and the statistics to necessarily back that up. But I know what we have, and I've seen some improvement. But I'm proud of the way the guys fought through that game. I felt like we were in that game, you know, right until the end. You know, you get inside of 3 minutes left in the football game.
One thing I wanted to touch on offensively, the scoring drive that you did have, 70-yard drive, a fairly lengthy drive that got you back within 13-10, and that's kind of been a trend. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's now like 15 out of 17 drives you guys have been in the 70-yard variety. What's been the key to that to be able to put together such long drives at times?
It's staying balanced, run pass wise. It's staying on schedule. It's avoiding the negative plays, and also overcoming the negative plays. That's another area where we've showed resiliency. We've been able to overcome penalties. We've been able to overcome some sacks on those drives.
Defensively, a tremendous performance from Greg Leakes Jr. Three interceptions in that game. Maybe just speak to his performance on Saturday.
No, Greg did a great job. You know, he tends to find the football. He's a player that's got some great instincts. You know, he's played a lot of football for us. And we needed those plays. We needed to get off the field and get the ball back to our offense and give us another chance to put something together. And, you know, Greg did a good job, and we, you know, we generated some good pressure up front and got after that quarterback a little bit and hit him, and that always helps out back.
I was going to ask you about you hold New Hampshire to 284 total yards in games. Did you feel like defensively that you played well enough to win that game?
You know, I think we've made a lot of growth on defense here from the last 2 weeks to this week. I think we did a much better job fitting the run at the second level. Eliminating, the explosive plays. You know, they ended up with two big explosive runs late in the game. But I do see some progress from us defensively. I think we gave ourselves a chance to win the football game.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Your question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with Greg with the interceptions this week, and kind of a general question about the turnovers, but where did the idea for the wall in the picture frame on turnovers come from?
You know, we're trying to just find a way to recognize our kids and to motivate our kids to get the ball back, and it just really grew on us, and just through social media, the whole frame deal, we just kind of built on that.
And where is the wall in the locker room, like the actual photo wall? Does it exist tangibly?
It does. So in the locker room, there's a get the ball wall, and we try to get a snapshot of whoever creates the takeaway on the sideline immediately. Try to get it on social media immediately, and then that picture goes up on the wall in like an 8x10 of each kid and each takeaway.
Cool. Okay. Nice. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hi, Coach. Delaware's young quarterback, Nolan Henderson, has been a little bit of a headache for defenses the last couple of weeks. What are the challenges he presents for your team as well as the rest of Delaware's offense?
Yeah, Nolan's a pretty good changeup now. He's athletic. He's a winner. Comes from a great program. He's been extremely efficient, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's a good quarterback.
How about on the other side of the ball, a Delaware defense that was fairly young coming into the year, but has certainly performed well? What are some of the challenges that they present for your offense?
Yeah, defensively, Delaware, they're very strong up front, inside, very disciplined out back. When you watch their film and you're looking for explosive plays against them, it's pretty short cut up now. They're very well coached. They're gonna put enough hats in the box to stop the run. They're multiple enough with some 3-down and 4-down. Coach Rocco does a great job. He's a great defensive coach, and those guys do a nice job on that side of the ball.
Your team, after being on the road, has a chance to play 3 of its next 4 at home. How big is this stretch here coming up for your team?
It's big. I mean, this game is big. It's the next game. I mean, we're coming off 3 tough weeks, but what are we going to do? I mean, we're gonna make the corrections today. We're going to turn the page to Delaware. We're going to figure out what we do well on both sides of the football and prepare for another CAA game this Saturday against Delaware.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
You got it, Rob. Thank you.
All right.